For the being of corruptible things, because it is changeable, is not measured by eternity, but by time. Time measures not only the things which are changed in act, but also those things which are what? Changeable. Whence not only does it measure motion, but also what?
Rest.
Which is of what is apt to be moved and not moved, right? So when we say that God rested on the seventh day, God is at rest, it doesn't mean rest in the way in which you and I might be at rest, huh? Or we go to bed at night or something like that, right? And we sleep for so many hours, if we're lucky. And but we could be moving during that time, right? So rest means a what? Lack of motion, right? In a subject able to move, right? Mm-hmm. That's not what rest means when it's said of God. Mm-hmm. It's not a lack of something that he's able to have. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's more negation, simply of motion, right? Mm-hmm. So we start the next article here. Mm-hmm. Before I take a break, let's look at the objections at least. Okay. Yeah. Divide evenly the time. Mm-hmm. That's it. We're slaves of time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Time is money.
To the fifth one proceeds thus. It seems that the avum is not other from time. Now it's hard to know exactly how to translate avum, huh? So I'll leave it in the Latin, huh? But this is more the measure of what the angels, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So it's in between eternity and time. But for Augustine says in the eighth book on Genesis to the letter that God moves the spiritual creature, and that would include the angel then, through time, right? But the avum is said to be the measure of what?
Spiritual
substances. Therefore, time does not differ from the avum, huh? Moreover, it's of the notion of time that it have a before and after, and of the notion or definition of eternity that it be all at once, as has been said. But the avum is not eternity, for it is said in Ecclesiasticus that eternal wisdom is before the avum, huh? We have to look up the text. That's one of the books that's in, what, Greek, isn't it? The original?
Mm-hmm.
That's the, a different name now. But yeah. Used to be called Ecclesiasticus, I guess, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Take a long time to get the I and the E there. You have the E, it's Ecclesiastes, but the I, it's Ecclesiasticus, right? But now they call it Sirach. Huh? But I think that's originally in Greek, the text.
Yeah, I think it says that in a little prologue.
Yeah.
Like they translated
something. Yeah. I don't know if that's in the Hebrew scriptures. I don't think it is.
Yeah. I don't think they ever found the Hebrew.
Have
they?
I don't think so. So, therefore, it is not all at once, but it has a before and after, and thus it is what? Time, huh? Moreover, if in the avum there is not a before and after, it would follow that in the eternal things there would not differ to be and to have been and to be future. Since therefore it is impossible for the eternal things not to have been, it would be impossible for them what, not to be future. But this is false, since God is able to reduce them to nothing. Moreover, since the duration of eternal things is infinite on the part of what comes afterwards, if the avum is all at once, it would follow that something created is infinite in act, which is impossible. Therefore, the avum does not differ from time. But against this is what Boethius says, huh? You command time to what? Go forth from the evil, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, should we take a little break now or what?
Sure.
Okay.